Just before the show today, we had a chance to talk to Dr. Joel Ostro. He's a professor of comparative politics at Benedictine University. He frequently joins us to talk about international politics, but he's also rather expert and opinionated about what happened over the weekend. So Joel Ostro, in part, said this.
To me, John, the loudest voices, particularly on the far right and far left, both, are questioning how the Democratic Party, how the campaign can present this as a choice about saving democracy, and then this accusation that the party itself is using undemocratic processes. Democracy takes a lot of different forms around the world, and the greatest variation among the democracies is how they go about handling election processes. And the key thing to understand is how parties choose their candidates, it just doesn't factor into how democratic a country is. The key points are that there's universal suffrage, that there's choice, the barriers to entry are equal for all. Now, in recent times, we've had open primary elections to choose party candidates, but the parties strictly control the rules for ballot access, for how votes are counted, and what I mean by that is delegate selection at the conventions for presidential candidates. There's the use of superdelegates who are not elected at all. In this case, the Democratic Party, its nominee, and let's be honest, pressured by party elites and just regular voting Democrats like myself, have demanded a change after witnessing a change over the last several months in the person they thought they supported. But the party has the right in a party system to develop rules and processes for handling that. And what I say to people is, answer this question, John. Is Canada a democracy? Yes or no?
Yes.
Now that you've answered yes, go find out how they choose their candidates. And I'll tell you this, if you can figure that out, will you please explain it to me? Because it is incredibly opaque, complex, it's nuts. So the Democratic Party has made this decision. Its candidate has said that he, for a whole variety of reasons, he shouldn't run. The least of the problems that people should be focusing on is whether this is consistent with democracy or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's just party rules. He might not like the party rules. Bernie certainly didn't like the party rules years ago.
It is also interesting to me that those superdelegates, the celebrity delegates, won't vote in the first round of the presidential nomination process. They will vote in the first round for the vice presidential nominating process. And there are limits to how many of the delegates from a given state can vote for a candidate so as to create at least the semblance of some sort of diversity, or at least a broader swath of the states and America.
Yeah.
But I understand the notion that if I voted for Joe Biden in the primary, I want that reflected. But I guess that's kind of a moot point, because even if 100% of the people who voted for Joe Biden in the primary still wanted him to be in, and it appears as though 2/3 of them don't, he's decided not to run, right?
Nobody's he's no longer a candidate. Yeah.
Right. I'm not being denied my vote. The guy I voted for has stepped down. That's the difference.
Right. No, but what people are saying is, oh, he shouldn't have endorsed anyone, or others in the party shouldn't, and they should let 1,000 flowers bloom and have a... You know, but the party can decide that that's not okay with the party. Let's remember that the purpose of the superdelegates is to prevent someone nuts from getting elected nominee. You look at the other party, like I'm glad the Democratic Party has superdelegates. It's a check, you know, to make sure that we have reasonable, viable candidates who are consistent with both the party's direction and within the bounds of our guardrails of our democracy.
But it's a check.
There is a logic to it.
But it's the party's check on keeping somebody that would be unwinnable or inappropriate as their candidate.
Yeah.
But there is no such check on the general election itself. I think that's where we get confused. The party's convention is not the same as the election itself. I may want to vote for a crazy candidate. I should have the right to do so.
Many of us would argue that Americans did that. Yeah, we're still a democracy, you know, maybe hanging by a thread in some ways. But the point is that political parties are, you can conceive of them in a sense as private organizations, although they serve a public purpose. there are members, and those members get to determine what the, those members want to do, and then they can make mistakes and lose, or they can make the right choice and win. We'll get a chance to vote on that.
My dream, by the way, is a unity ticket. It won't happen, but if Kamala Harris picks someone like Kinzinger as a running mate, it would be genius, but it won't happen.
Wait, this just in. It still hasn't happened. Yeah, that's not going to happen. But thank you, Dr. Joel Ostro, for talking to us before the show started. Hey, John Williams, Kamala was not charged with fixing the border problem. That's been a problem for many years, and no president has fixed it. And 630 said, shame on the Democrats for years of not being strategic and building a growing pipeline of strong candidates. That's what smart leaders and managers do in the business world. It's called succession planning. The Democrats need to put this at the top of their to-do list.